Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
I want this to be my best year ever, and I sincerely hope it's your best year ever.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. And I so want it to be your best year ever, and I am so appreciative that you folks listen to our show, those of you that listen each and every day, those of you that go to the chat room every day. And I see we have somebody brand new in our chat room. A warm welcome to SDF3. I love having new people come onto the into the chat room, and feel free to chat away. I check it throughout the entire show. Also, if you would write in the chat room how you found out about our show, I always like to know what it is that drives people to this show. So if you would make that comment, I will see it shortly. So here I am in the Coach's Corner. And folks, today is 7-11, July 11, 7-11. So given the topic is, do your beliefs really determine your life? I just want to share that one of my beliefs is that I'm going to win contests. Folks, honestly, I'm surprised when I enter a contest and I don't win it. Contests are my hobby, and I've won significant prizes, quite significant. 6 computers, major trips to Sandals in Jamaica, that's all-inclusive vacations. I've been to Hawaii. I've been to many places around the globe that I won. I believe that I'm going to win them. And as I say, when I enter a contest and I don't win, I really am surprised. I've won television sets, stereo equipment. I've won 2 TiVos, and I've won, both of them came lifetime memberships in both those situations. So I can have all the service I want lifetime for free. And as I said, it is a hobby that really, really pays off. But in addition to it paying off, it gives me a great deal of pleasure. So I just want to share one little story with you. There's this guy, Sammy, who went out to the street every single morning, looked up at the sky, and he said, "Dear God, please, please, please let me win the lottery." Every single day he would do this. Well, after a week when nothing happened, he went back out again, and he said, "Dear God, please, please let me win the lottery." And this went on for another week, and still nothing happened. So by the 3rd week, Sammy looks up to the sky, and he says, "Dear God, please, I'm begging you, I really need it. Let me win the lottery." And the heavens part, and the Lord spoke down to Sammy, and he said, "Sammy, Sammy, Sammy, if you want to win the lottery, be my partner. Buy a ticket." So that's the moral of the story today from the Coach's Corner. You have to be in it to win it. Beverly, I know you're not a contest person by any means the way I am, but I know you can validate that what I'm saying is true, that I have won those prizes and so, so much more.
I validate it, and I love it. I say, and I love that story. I knew the punchline because I've heard it before, but it is adorable, and it is so true that people ask for things that there's no way in the world that they can get them. If he believed he could win the lottery, he would have bought a ticket. You, my dear, I told you when you told me some of these amazing stories, I said to you, you have a program for winning contests. It is part of your program, and it's a wonderful program. I don't have that. That's why I don't do contests. The only contests I win are those that I enter on my, quote, skill. A poetry contest, an essay contest, something that requires my skill, not something that requires luck like you do. And I love the fact that you win all these incredible things because it is an incredible story. When you write your book, you have to include that.
Of course. Everyone wants me to do a whole show on contests. And I would say that it's about 50% luck. Some contests perhaps are 100% luck, but there are others that are 50% skill as well. And when you know what you're doing, you can increase the odds. But I love contests. I love going to the mail and see that letter that says, "Congratulations, you just won whatever it is that I won." Never won publisher's clearing, never won the lottery. I have not won many monetary prizes. I've won a few, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, but I mean the big, big, big ones. Let me just share one contest that I would say, if I had to pick one, was my absolute favorite, and then we'll go over to our extraordinary guest today, Beverly Nadler. This contest was for a Michael Jackson lookalike contest, Michael Jackson lookalike. It was a professional contest hosted by terrestrial radio stations in a popular restaurant where they had the back room, and it was all about who was the most Michael candidate. That first prize was $1,000. So there I am for that contest. I had borrowed my friend's leather jacket. I went around for a whole day getting the rest of the stuff together, like the black shiny pants. I had the one white sock. I knew about the gloves. I did everything to emulate what Michael wears, but by any stretch of the imagination, I looked nothing like Michael, and I can't even moon dance, absolutely nothing. But my shtick is that I do everything through comedy, like a caricature. So who was there in this contest? It was mostly African Americans, very good-looking men, professional dancers, and we all got a number as when we would go. So when I got to the desk to get my number, I said, "Please give me the last number, because after I go, nobody will be able to follow me." And I said that, you know, they thought it was like a joke, but I said it because I enter these kind of contests often. And when I go, they're so surprised because I look like the underdog. As I said, I look absolutely nothing like Michael. So people work 10 times harder to beat me because they're not expecting anything from me. They're looking at me like, what is she doing here? And given what I was competing with, you know, the other contestants found it pretty funny. Well, long story short, I did go last, and I danced to bad. I brought the cassette with me, danced to bad, and I was being very, very bad. I'm totally extroverted. I'm very uninhibited. So, and as I said, doing everything through comedy and exaggeration, the room was going nuts. They were screaming when I was dancing. So then they, since I was last, they take a break, and they said the judges will now confer and take a vote. So all the guys came over to me, and they said, lady, you are something else. You are really something else. Because here they think, you know, given their skills in dancing, and certainly a lot of them look like Michael to join the contest, but the room was so going crazy that I knew they had to give it to me. And sure enough, I won first prize, $1,000. And if you read my whole bio and all the kind of accomplishments I've had in my life, all the out-of-the-box things I've done in my life, this is my pride and joy, winning $1,000 in a Michael Jackson look-alike contest. And my only regret is that I don't have it on video. I really wish I did. Okay, so Beverly, any comment on that? And then I'll let them know who is Beverly Nadler.
Well, my comment on that is that it is an amazing thing that you could not look, which you don't, nothing like him, probably can't dance anything like him, but something in your energy field that believes you're going to win, and you send out whatever that is, and the audience gets it, and sure enough, you do. That's the amazing thing about beliefs.
Yes, and I thought it would be a perfect story, but frankly, it didn't matter what the topic was today. I would have shared my experiences in winning contests because 7-11, today's date, those are two of my three lucky numbers. 7, 11, and 18 are my lucky numbers. So when I saw 7-11, I knew I wanted to share with you all contests, and hopefully I inspire you to enter them. You have to be in it to win it. Okay, Beverly Nadler, our guest today, is a dynamic and captivating international speaker, trainer, reprogramming coach, author, poet, media guest, and our most valued guest. She is also my best friend. She's our health guru, appearing weekly on Here's to Your Health Thursday, sharing vital information on how to improve, maintain, or regain your health physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Her awesome books, including Loving the Game of Life and Vibrational Harmony, The Real Secret of Success, Health, and Happiness, inspire and motivate as well as educate you. I love that book so much that I was really excited about writing the foreword to it. So we always tell people you can read the whole book, value the book, but be sure not to skip over the foreword. Beverly is the authority on vibrational harmony, what it is and how to achieve it so that you are in vibrational harmony with and therefore much more likely to achieve your goals and desires. Beverly is also an amazing poet, as I said, our most valued guest because of her fabulous inspirational poems, her extraordinary contributions to the show every Thursday on our Here's to Your Health segment. Our respected health guru, my fabulous friend, I bring to you Beverly Nadler.
Thank you, Joyce. With an introduction like that, how could I not believe in myself? So the question is, do our beliefs and thoughts really determine our life? And the answer, my folks, friends, is yes, they do. More than we can imagine unless we have sufficient information about how the mind works, about anywhere from 90 to 97% of everything that we do, that we think, that we respond to, our reactions, our behaviors, are controlled directly by our subconscious, not our conscious mind. So we need to understand the difference between our conscious subconscious and the other wonderful part of our mind, the intuitive part, which is the superconscious. And I'll talk about that first, but about the mind. But first I want to say that when we're talking about beliefs, that they control you, I'm talking about what's going on at the subconscious level. These are things that are literally programmed into you. Our subconscious is like a programmed computer. It directs our life. You don't have to think about breathing. You don't have to think about your heart beating. You don't have to think about your digesting your food or how to walk. All of these things are part of your natural physical programming. And they're more than beliefs because they're actual programs, the same way as if we're talking about an electronic computer. And you know how your electronic computer determines just what kind of outcome you're going to have on your computer. The difference is in your subconscious mind, which is your mental computer, it determines the outcome in your life. So your beliefs are extremely important, and your beliefs also determine how you feel, how you think according to your beliefs. If you've got a belief that life just doesn't work out well for you, your thoughts are going to follow in that direction, and your feelings and emotions are going to react according to the beliefs and the thoughts that you have. Conversely, if you are basically, let's say, a positive person, an enthusiastic person, an optimist, if you see things in a positive way, if you feel good about yourself, good about life, then you're going to have totally different responses and reactions, even when things don't go the way you want them to, because in this world that we live in, this is a world of duality. We've got positive and negative. You can look at things and say, okay, how do I handle that? If you're a positive person or basically an optimist, or you believe that life is good. But if it's the opposite, you're just going to look at something and say, oh, no, why did that happen to me? And then you're going to have all of the thoughts and the feelings and the responses according to that belief. So your beliefs do really, truly determine your life. And we know that so many people now are looking to change their life, to have more money, to be happier, to be healthier, to have better relationships, to do things more successfully, to be more efficient. There's billions of dollars spent on trainings, whether it's books or tapes. Well, they don't have any tapes anymore. The CDs, the DVDs, the workshops. And yet most people are not having the results they want. They might have it for a while, you know, like things really perk up and look different after I took that training. But then after a while, I don't know, things went back to the way they were. And that's because of the default system. Just like in the computer, your electronic computer, your PC, go back, you change something, but your computer goes back to default. You say, no, I didn't want that. But it can go back by itself. Well, that's what happens to us. The way that our mind, our brain works is that we are constantly need to be vigilant if we need to change our programming. And that is the only way that we're going to have a different life. It's not about just your conscious thoughts. You have to obviously use your conscious mind and conscious thinking and in order to make any changes. But if in back of that, because you don't have sufficient knowledge on how the mind actually works, what's happening is that you're saying positive affirmations, visualizing what you want, but your subconscious, which really controls and directs you, is saying, no, that's not true. No, it's vibrating the same old beliefs, and so you're actually having a fight with yourself. And what's going on is that instead of things getting better, they often get worse, because now you're getting more negative because you're not getting the results that you want. So it's really important to understand the workings of your mind. How did you get programmed in the first place, and what can you do about it?
Yeah, you have to believe it to achieve it. And what's interesting about beliefs is your mind can't distinguish the difference between something good that you want to happen to you and something bad that you fear will happen to you. So if you say, I believe that these aches and pains are going to turn out to something much more critical, I'm really worried about that. The mind doesn't understand worried about that. They're hearing your belief that things are going to get worse for you, monetarily wise, whatever, and it can't distinguish about bringing you what you want or bringing you what you don't want because of the way you language it and the way you believe it.
Well, that's a good point. It's not exactly the fact that it can't distinguish. It doesn't care. The subconscious mind operates according to beliefs and premises. If the premise, and you just gave a premise, and belief is a premise, it begins with that. It's called deductive reasoning. There's two ways of reasoning, inductive and deductive. Inductive is when you take a whole group of different things and come to a conclusion. You notice certain things, you say, oh, that's what that all means. But the subconscious mind doesn't work that way. Subconscious mind begins with the belief, begins with the premise, and then what follows from that is everything that is, would logically be the result of having that premise. So the one that you brought up, which is a very good example, is I've got these aches and pains, so there's a premise, and they're going to get worse, which is also a premise. Put that together, and the subconscious mind doesn't say, that's not what you want, that would be bad. Subconscious mind says, oh, what do I do now? Oh, let's see, there's certain hormones, there's certain neurotransmitters, there's certain chemicals in the body, there's certain emotional responses, certain thoughts. Yeah, I have to bring those all into play so that the premise comes true and is carried out in this person's, being you, not you, but I'm saying, you know, the person's life. And as far as the subconscious is concerned, it's doing exactly what it is supposed to do. It's carrying out the premise. And you can have premises. We do. We have premises about everything, about our state of finances. This is economically, if we look at what's going on in the world today, this is not the best of times. However, there are people who are extremely wealthy, and the times have absolutely nothing to do with it. It makes no difference. And in fact, these people who have programs for extreme wealth can get through a bad period, but their default programming will come back. And as an example of that, we have our friend Trump, Donald Trump, who was bankrupt for a very brief spell, and shortly after that he wrote his second book on how to be a billionaire, because it is his natural state of mind. Natural belief is that he's a wealthy person, he's powerful and successful, and so even though there's a downturn, it's going to come back to what is natural for him. He has a wealth consciousness. He does not have to program himself to change his consciousness in that direction.
I have a belief that a new friend of mine named Country Boy, a.k.a. Brad Dorsey, and I are going to do some major project together. I have no idea what, how, when, or where, but I do have that belief. Country Boy, you're here with us now. Do you kind of have that feeling as well?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me, George?
Yes, loud and clear.
Well, see, I was just sitting here just laughing and reflecting. I know as a child, I used to sing a song. It was called Imagine Me Being All I Could Be, you know what I'm saying? So I had the power, even as a child, to sit at home and take a trip around the world without even leaving home. And as I started to look closer and closer, just like you said just now, Joyce, you can be anything you want to be. They said if your mind can't conceive it, then you can't achieve it. I even listened to Whitney Houston says, the greatest gift of all is actually inside of me. So when I started to think and listen to what people were actually saying, there's a proverb that said, if there is no enemy, E-N-E-M-Y, in me. If there is no enemy in me, the enemy outside of me can do us no harm. So I started to think, they told me that I could be all I could, anything I wanted to be. So Kevin Trudeau says, your wish is your command. We have a little guy down here in Atlanta. His name is T.I. He says, you can have whatever you like. So I was foolish enough to believe that I could be anything I wanted to be. A last little reflection, I remember even as a child, I used to watch Tarzan on Saturday, and I'd go into the woods, and we find a big giant grapevine, and we cut it loose from the tree, and we swing around like we were acting like beating ourselves in the chest, like, I'm Tarzan, the bad king of the jungle. So again, you know, as a child, I fed myself those thoughts, and my grandmama would just always say, baby, you can be whatever you want to be, you can have whatever you have, and I think I was actually foolish enough to believe them. So a lot of the things that I wanted to be as a child, it took me a while to become those things, but then when I grew to that point to why I was those things, even though I wasn't Tarzan, I made myself a little Tarzan outfit, I found out that they were telling the truth. So everything that I wanted to be as a child, I began to be, and as I grew older, I knew that I wasn't really struggling with the world. I was struggling with myself, so it became a personal challenge, that enemy inside of me, to become better and better. So I found out again that my biggest enemy, one's worst enemy, is oneself. So I'm still a big child in a man's body that think that I can have whatever I like. And it all boils back down to, like Beverly said, and what your subconscious is actually telling you. So I have to make sure and be different from most people. I listen to your tapes, Joyce. I read your books. I read your positive quotes and stuff. And that's what I fill my mind with. So again, today, anybody out there that's listening, it doesn't really matter where you came from. I spent a lot of years of my life in college, but at the same time, I look around at one of my buddies. He made $42,000 last year. He has 14.2 acres, 22 heads of cattle. He bought a Hummer and paid cash for it, two Corvettes, and a brand-new Camaro. And then I have a friend kind called me the other day. He made $662,000 last year. He has three master degrees, and everything that he owns is in bankruptcy. So it doesn't matter what your intelligence level is. It doesn't matter whether you finish high school or college. If you tap into that power within yourself and believe that you can be or you can have anything that you want to have in this life, I still believe that it is still based on that secret inside of us, which is the power of the human mind. So I'm thinking that we're going to make a lot of money. I heard our psychic tell us yesterday, Joyce, we didn't need that, but it was an affirmation to me that money is coming your way. But in order for money to come your way, you had to first think it and believe it first. So, Joyce, we're all believers, and just thank for the opportunity for including me and one of your believers, one of the people that stands in your corner as a cheerleader, because I'll be one of those people that cheer you on and say, Joyce, you can have whatever you want. You want to be whatever you want to be, and you want to be the best radio talk show in the nation. And I think by that thought, that power of that thought, and how that we've lifted into the atmosphere, I think that you're going to become just that, Joyce. Back to you, Joyce.
And thank you so much for that. And I had thought to myself, as you were talking about being Tarzan, well, I was Dorothy clicking my heels three times. So I related to the Tarzan story. Back to you, Beverly.
Well, that was very interesting. And it was, and you have had a wonderful childhood in the sense that you were actually encouraged from, I'm talking now to Country Boy, that you were encouraged from youth, because that's when so much of this programming is formed. And to have people in your family to encourage you and tell you that you can be what you want to be, and that you had inside you that belief, that's a wonderful gift, and that you nourish that, because, of course, a lot of kids have that, and then it's just gone. They go out into the world, and they see, you know, a lot of negative things happen, or they get involved with the wrong people at school, or whatever goes on, and those beliefs are no longer prevalent. For you nurtured them, and that's a wonderful thing, and the fact that you've done that, you are also nurturing that in other people. So let me applaud you for what you're doing to contribute to make this world a better place. Because all of us, it's our, I'm going to say our job, but that's not the exact word,
But if we want the world to be a better place, it's dependent on the energy field that each one of us projects. So the more that we can send out positive energy and positive joy, peace, faith, all of the things that give us the, I'm going to say, positive vibrations added to this energy field, this world that we live in, the mass mind consciousness, we help to create a better world. And, of course, that all helps us. Not only that, when whatever mood that we're in, whatever state of mind we're in, we naturally tune into whatever is going on in the outer world, in what's known as the field, the unified field of consciousness or the unified field of energy, so that when we're in a negative state of mind, we're going to tune in to everything else that's negative. We tune into fear. This is why watching the fearful stuff on TV, that people sit glued to it. I mean, it's one thing to want to know what's going on. It's another to stay glued to the negative events. What they're doing is you're simply reinforcing negativity, which we all have within us, and you're also tuning into everybody else who's in a negative state. So it doesn't really support you. It doesn't support the positive energy and the positive beliefs that you want to have, because for most people, the positive beliefs are constantly being challenged. And I say most people because there are people like you, Country Boy, and of course others, you know, very successful people, who don't give that much credence to the enemy outside, which is, I love that statement, by the way. The enemy inside yourself is the one that gets caught up in the negativity. And the negativity does exist on the outside, but you don't have to pay attention to it. You don't have to pay attention to every negative thought that even crosses your mind. You can go into that place within yourself and actually inspire yourself, motivate yourself, and reprogram yourself to have more positive beliefs. If you want to know what your beliefs are, you just look at your life. Your life is a reflection. Your state of health, your state of relationship, your state of finances, your state of mind in terms of, do I normally think in terms of, this is a good day, or this is going to be a good day, or things are working for me, or the universe is a friendly place, or do I think the opposite of that? What is natural? That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about programming and beliefs. These programs are as, they're insidious when they're negative, because we're actually talking about brain cell vibrations. It's not just a passing thought. There are actually, for lack of a better word, we'll say tracks in your brain that go into certain directions, and it's natural for them to keep reinforcing the things that you've reinforced in the past. And our programming has come to us, some of it genetic, much of it environmental. And that's what I'm talking about, the TV or any of the things that you get involved in that tells you of all the negative stuff that's going on, the economy and how difficult life is and all the terrorism and all these things. When your mind travels there, it is feeding negativity, and it is very difficult to stay in a positive place. So it's up to us. And for that, yes, we use the conscious mind. We use, I'd say, the will to determine, I will not think on these negative things. But it's even more than that. There actually are processes for reprogramming yourself. My book, Vibrational Harmony, is about that. And it explains how the mind works, how the brain works, and it also gives processes and techniques so that you can change your programming. And I received an email from someone who had purchased the book recently asking me a question about the techniques, and I answered her, and I heard back from her, and she said, thank you so much for creating a simple book that explains so much and has been so helpful, and I have been doing the processes, and as a result, I can see and feel the changes that are taking place in my life. And, of course, this is what I do as a reprogramming coach.
And, folks, if you want to find out more about the reprogramming coaching and the book, you want to go to Beverly Nadler, Nadler.com.
BeverlyNadler.com. Beverly, briefly tell them about the different links so they'll know what to look for as to their particular interests.
Well, if you are interested in the book, it is right in the center. There's only about four links in the center on the and every page, home page, every page, and it says Vibrational Harmony Book. Click on it. Look at what it includes. And if you really want to begin to use some techniques that are simple to use, and you're sincere about wanting to make the change, then order the book. You can also look on the left menu, and you'll see information about my coaching. You can work with me, and I will help you to actually define what it is that's going on in your subconscious that is blocking the ability for you to be able to create what you want, because there are some blocks that need to be released before you can actually put in the new concepts, the new beliefs of what you want.
And really to understand more about reprogram coaching, that's reprogramming coaching, and the kind of coaching I do, which is a life coaching, success coaching, go to our archives, Joyce Barry, Barrie and Friends.com. Click on January 4, 2013, and you'll hear a whole show that I did with Beverly making the distinctions of her kind of coaching and my kind of coaching. Beverly is an expert in reprogramming, and one of the things I share with her is wanting to reprogram you so that you listen to this show every day. And those of you that do listen every day know that Beverly has an extraordinary poem that explains exactly why you should.
There's an extraordinary and fun-filled way to make sure you always have a positive day. Listen to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one radio show, weekdays live at 11 a.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Her Coach's Corner has memorable quotes and life lessons with objectives. Some of her guests entertain, while others offer valuable perspectives. You'll hear important ways to improve your health and wonderful ways to increase your wealth. Learn about business opportunities and healthy products galore. Don't miss a show. Tune in daily to hear what else is in store. Your mind will be stimulated and your heart will be captivated. You'll be informed and educated while you're inspired and motivated. Enjoy the lively conversation and fascinating views. Hear valuable suggestions and great ideas for you to use. Be sure to refer your family and friends, because they'll want to know about Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show.
And folks, those of you who listen every day, that is our newest version. So now we can offer you two different versions to reinforce, to reprogram yourself on why you should be listening to our show every day. Her website, Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. My official website, Joyce Barry, Barrie.com. And Iman, you will see countless testimonials from people in all walks of life as to how they benefited by my coaching and trainings. Oh, hundreds, literally. But just for today, on air, live with you, I just want to share a few of my favorites.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen. Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And back to you, Beverly Nadler. As you start winding down, do your beliefs really determine your fate?
Yeah, Joyce, you're fading away. Are you talking to the phone as you usually do?
Beverly, I've corrected it. Thank you.
Okay. I did hear what you said, but I didn't want you to keep, you know, you being.
No,
other...
if I'm fading away, I do need you to acknowledge it, and then I'll take care of it.
Very good. Okay, you have taken care of it. All right, let me say this. It's important to understand when we talk about the subconscious mind, the conscious mind, the superconscious, there's no place that's a mind. Our mind is actually in every cell of our body. We're talking about brain cell vibrations, and we are going to respond automatically to whatever is vibrating the most powerfully in our brain. And that would be the things that we're programmed with, the things that are most used, that we go back over with certain tracks in the brain. There's neurotransmitters that are constantly talking to each other, all based on our beliefs. You know, scientists look at the brain, and now they can actually observe the brain. We didn't have this kind of instrumentation years ago when people talked about, you know, changing your mind. Now they can actually watch and see what's going on in the brain as we have certain thoughts, what actually happens, what the brain does, how it directs things in the body. And so people would think that neurotransmitters are causing our thoughts and our feelings and our actions, but it's the other way around. It's actually our emotional reactions and responses cause the chemical reactions, and our emotional responses are based on our thoughts and on our beliefs. That's why this whole thing that we call reprogramming is so important, and it is something that can be done. Anyone can do it if they have the desire. It's not so simple, because if it was so simple, everybody would be doing it. That's been spending billions of dollars on self-help material and not making sufficient change, because you first need to have more knowledge, more understanding. You actually can grow new connections in your brain by having new knowledge and understanding. You can also, the brain makes different connections, and it does that through actual exercising the brain. Meditation is something that will help you. Good nutrition helps your brain. There are many, many things that you can do, but first comes the desire and the recognition. I have XYZ in my life. This isn't working for me. You can look at your thoughts, what goes on. I'm too fat, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too this, I can't succeed. If those things are going on, know that that is a premise for your subconscious, and it is causing you to bring these things into your life. And when you do, when you bring what is the natural result of these premises, then what you tend to say is, well, see, it's proof. Look what's happening. But it's happening because of the belief. And that is what needs to be changed. You know, Jesus said a long time ago, he said, you can't put new wine in old bottles. He wasn't talking about wine in bottles. He was talking about the mind. And he was talking about that if it is filled with negative concepts, you're not going to be able to get the positive in there. And this is why so many people work to change, and they sincerely want to change, and it doesn't happen because they still have the old programming operating, and they have to release that first.
And then what you need to do is give yourself a wake-up call if you have the old program. You want to start fresh. Here's my wake-up call.
Here is Success Coach Joyce Berry with a wake-up call.
A call for riches coming my way, today and each and every day. A call for opportunities here and now. Incredible ways to make money. Wow. A call for good health, a mind and body that's sound because of the amazing healthy products I found. A call to the Lord to make my dreams come true. Just give me the wisdom to know what to do. And folks, if you know what to do, just do it. If not now, when?
And that's my mantra, folks. If not now, when? You're listening to a great show, a show that's really explaining to you about your belief system, about really understanding it, kind of like the law of attraction. What you think about, you bring about. What you attract to you is what you're focusing on. Great topic today. As always, here's to your health Thursday with Beverly Nadler. Back to you.
Well, what part do you have any questions before, because I can go on this subject forever, and we have a limited time, so perhaps there's something very specifically that you'd like me to address.
Well, what do you say to people when they say, but I am a believer, I always believe I'd find my soulmate, and I haven't. For years I believed the right one would come along, but he hasn't. What do you say to that person?
I say that that's a conscious belief, and you want to hold on to a conscious belief, but something is going on at the subconscious level that's interfering with you having that as part of your programming. And it may be, and I'll ask questions, what was the relationship between your parents? What were the relationships that you saw around you? What's your thoughts when you think about the kind of person that you're looking for? What's your thoughts about yourself? Do you think you deserve to have a soulmate? You see, there's so many things that are part of our subconscious programming that interfere with and prevent the things that we want on a conscious level from coming true. This is why we actually looking into, why am I not getting what I want to get? What is holding me back? That's my expertise, to help people discover what their beliefs are that are stopping them from getting what they want. So, yeah, it's a conscious belief. This person absolutely wants that. I have no doubt whatsoever. And I find it very unappealing when people say things like, well, if you really wanted it, you would have it. No, I really do want it. And the person really does. But we're talking about what's going on consciously. And it's not until fairly recently that the statistics really came out and the understanding that it's 90 to 97% of our life is totally a reflection of our subconscious programming.
So there could be kind of like an inner battle between the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the superconscious mind. So the conscious mind is usually the one that puts those beliefs out that they're attracting, but it's the superconscious and subconscious mind that really is where it matters. As a man thinketh in his heart, so be it.
That is reasonably correct, Joyce. The superconscious is a whole different thing, and we have not talked about that. That's really you, the God in you, and it's really in order to come to a place where you're really aligned with that spiritual, divine part of you, a lot of your negativity has to be released, because the superconscious operates at a level, at a frequency that is way beyond the fears and frustrations and anger and angst and depression and disturbance. All of these things that go on that are negative interfere with our ability to reach this part of ourselves, to hear this still small voice, and to take heed. So that's another reason for reprogramming ourselves, to free ourselves from the negativity that we have all taken on just by virtue of being here in this world and not having the information on how the universe actually works, how the mind works, and what we can do about it. And it is the subconscious that is doing the attracting, not the conscious. The conscious, if you can focus long enough and your subconscious doesn't get in the way and you don't have all this negativity going on, yeah, that's going to bring you what you want. But it's really the vibrations coming through your subconscious mind that are attracting what you get.
Why don't you expand a bit on the superconscious mind? People do know the conscious versus the subconscious, but I focus a little bit more on the superconscious mind. Go into that a little bit more.
Okay. We are actually spiritual beings having human experiences. As a spiritual being, we are divine, infinite beings, and we have within us all the power of the divine, of God. It is limited in its expression through our human form. The more that we have negativity in our energy field, the less we can communicate with the superconscious. Our intuition comes from the superconscious. The gut feelings that are correct. Now, people get gut feelings and they follow them and they say, I don't know, I felt it. Well, it wasn't a gut feeling that had anything to do with your superconscious. It was part of your programming. Learning to distinguish between subconscious programming that is full of fear and then gives you a feeling of what you should or shouldn't do is very different from the still, small voice that comes from the superconscious. My book, Loving the Game of Life, really goes into that, because what I'm bringing out in that book is that we're multidimensional beings, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And the mental and emotional belongs with the physical. That's our humanity. But the divine part of us, that's the part that we really, whether we're aware of it or not, we're all on a spiritual journey searching for that. And in order for us to reach that, we need to do things very differently than we do them. A lot more meditation, a lot more contemplation, a lot more knowledge. You're not going to get there understanding the reality of who you are, which is this divine being, by just wanting that to happen. While some people can have a spontaneous awakening like a Buddha, the rest of us go through our human experience, and the more that we can clear out the negativity, the more that we can release our negative beliefs, our negative feelings, thoughts, emotions, the more pure becomes our energy field, the higher our vibrations, and the more we have an ability to actually tune in to who we really are, the superconscious or the spiritual aspect of who we really are.
Very good, Beverly. Thank you for that. In our chat room, SDS3, you write that you're thinking of working from home. I would love to engage with you in that conversation. But for right here, right now, here is how I choose a home business.
The home biz I choose will have to be a company whose products are so healthy. The company I call my own has an upline and leaders with a positive tone. The comp plan is generous, the products all great. It's time to join in, no reason to wait. We'll be smitten as we're sitting in a business that we are all winning. A company who does care, the business I must share with you.
Contact Joyce Barry, the home business coach, and you could start earning extra income today. Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com for a part-time, full-time, anytime opportunity. If you want to improve your finances, get out of debt, save money, and make money now. coachjoyce@aol.com.
And put in the subject line radio show. Let me know your phone number. Best time to reach you, it always would be sometime late afternoon. I'm engaged with the show every morning. So I look forward to having that conversation with you. You'll see what you resonate with. I have been specializing in home businesses for decades. So not only can we have the conversation of it is the right way, is it the right way to go for you, we can be very specific about companies that we completely give our endorsement to. For now, if you're really excited about that and you want to go to a website immediately, check out miraclecoffeeandtea.com. That's miraclecoffeeandtea.com. And I'm singling out that one because everybody drinks coffee or tea. So people are not coming up with extra money to buy these products. They're substituting healthy products for what they are using that's laden with chemicals. And at the same time, you get the added benefit of it being fat burning. So that's the one you can check out for now, but I'd love to engage with you in those kind of conversations. CoachJoyce@AOL.com. Be sure to include your phone number and best time to reach you. It's funny, SDS3, you wrote, that's how you heard about me. I'd like to know, who was it that told you about me? I always go back to the people that refer us and let them know that I am very grateful. IMHC, welcome to the chat room today. I've seen you before, so I know you're not new to our chat room. Thank you for coming back. And to keep up with everything, you guys, absolutely become a follower. Okay, Beverly, back to you to totally wrap up.
You know, I just want to comment on the person who is interested in a home business and say that this is a huge belief that people have. There's still a lot that many people have that they can't make it in a home biz. It's not going to work. MLM doesn't work. Network marketing doesn't work. And they have it going on in the subconscious mind, and it interferes with them being able to be successful in an industry that is absolutely wonderful because the products are so good in a good company. And, of course, that's the only thing you recommend. It's a good company. And the income is something that is not there's no limit. Well, I say there's some limit, but really the limit is determined by you. And yet we talk about this often, but if people are stuck with a belief that the only way that I can have an income is through a job, and then they can't find a job because they were laid off or their company went out, what do? You've got to change the programming. So that's a perfect example.
Okay, I thank you, Beverly Nadler. I thank you each and every Thursday. I thank you for being in my life. So, folks, you want to focus on, do your beliefs really determine your life? So why don't you find out by listening to the show again and again to reinforce what you heard today so you can have positive beliefs. You can have beliefs that will attract to you what you want because you feel it in every part of your mind, body, and spirit. Your brain can't say one thing and you could feel a different way. No, it all has to come together that every part of you believes it. Believe in it and you will achieve it. Folks, go out and celebrate your life, celebrate our show, celebrate what's next, celebrate your opportunities. Here is our celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
You can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day.
Wow.
And listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Wow.